Hello, everybody. This is Voodoo Priest, man. It's like 2:44 in the morning here where I'm at, and I'm just listening to some spiritual music. And this is one of the things that I do on a regular basis, you know, just be doing my work, or I just be doing whatever, cleaning the house and anything. And even when I'm driving, you know, the type of music that I actually listen to, because spiritual music that is connected to your ancestors, is connected to things that are behind you, is what makes the spirit connect with you even more, because you are welcoming it and letting it know that, you know, that you just realize, not only realize, but you acknowledge their existence into your life. So, but in this segment, what I would like to talk is, what I would like to talk about is how to be happy. How to be happy, and because one of the reasons why many of us get into spirituality is because we want to find spiritual peace within. We want to be at peace. We want to feel good. We want to be able to be in a situation where we are handling our bills. We're actually doing good financially. We're doing good spiritually. We're doing good physically. That's the point. So by us actually just working towards that goal or those goals, we need to make sure that we understand what the word happiness really is about and what it represents to you. What is happiness to you? You know, a lot of times, you know, by me giving this information that I'm providing, it's not because I'm creating certain things or I think about this because I just think about it. It's because of all the people that I have actually guided or helped, or that connects with me, or we connect on that form. I just realized that a lot of times, you know, I hear people, you hear people, or you might be one of them that says, man, I'm not really fully happy. But then you start thinking about what is your mother is going to think? What is your father is going to think? What are your brothers, your friends, the neighbors? What are they going to think? And how are you going to be able to be happy? How are you going to be able to be free? If you are worrying about what other people are going to say about you or what they're going to think about you. So all you got to do is whatever it is that you want to do. If you want to open a business, if you want to go ahead and work at wherever you want to work, you want to become a manager at Walmart, whatever it is that you want to do, don't ask anybody if this is the right thing for you to do or if you should focus on that or you should do something else. Always do what your heart desires for you to do. Never ever try to find a way to actually please people for what? This is your journey. This is your spiritual journey that you have to follow and you have to write. Just because somebody don't agree with you doesn't mean that you have to stop doing it or you have to continue to research. Do what resonates to your spirit. That's number one if you want to be happy. Number two, like I mentioned, is either not too much about what people are saying to you, the advice they're giving you, but also what people are thinking about you. Like I was saying, people thinking about what the way you speak, the way you communicate, the way you cook, the way you clean, the way you dress, the way you thinking about it. People are going to be people, and people are going to talk about you regardless of whether you're doing everything you think you're doing good. People are going to find a way or something to say to you. So just get to the point of just who cares what people say about you? Who cares what people think about you? Stop living. Start living for yourself and stop living for the next person. They don't mean nothing to you. They shouldn't mean nothing to you. Just focus on you 100%. That's another thing that I really want to talk about. Another thing I want to talk about is just being able to do whatever you please. Do whatever it is you please. If you're not satisfied in that job and you're not happy, you want to leave that job, just go ahead and quit that job and know that spirit is going to bring you something. People say, but don't you think that you should at least wait for the spirit to bring you something before you can leave that? Nah, just leave it now. You're not happy? Just leave that now and know that spirit got you and spirit is going to bring you something better. I have spoken to people that's been in their jobs for like 20 years and they still saying that they're not satisfied. When are somebody is going to be satisfied? When are you going to be satisfied? Every single time is going to be something new that is going to come and it's going to keep you a slave on that job that you hate. Who cares what, like I said, who cares what people think? You don't like that job. You don't like your school that you're going to. You don't like living with your roommates. if you do what you want and don't worry about what nobody's saying about you, whatever you feel in your heart to do, just go ahead and do it. If you feel you're hurting people, hey, you might hurt people, but you're keeping it real. Don't abide by nobody's rules. Create your own rules. You are your own God. You are your own goddess. That's what you have to do. A lot of people, they go into this spiritualist so they can do some spells for happiness, for being able to move on, being able to do this. All that has to do with spiritual healing. It's spiritual healing to somebody that is able to go into your spirit and be able to help you get out of those demons that are actually chasing you, that have been chasing you, that you blame and you calling some sort of curses and different demons. And when in reality, those are lessons. Those are things that you have to experience in order for you to be able to know what really spirituality is about. My bad. I couldn't even say that. But yeah, I just got so caught up in what I'm speaking that my tongue got tongue tied, whatever. But yeah, so all I'm saying, man, all I'm saying to my people is listen to your instincts, love yourself, do what you want to do, hell with what people think. You're not here for nobody. You're here for yourself. You don't need nobody's approval to be you. You don't need nobody's approval to do what you like and to do what you please. Don't listen to nobody. Do as you please. Listen to your egun. Listen to your ancestors. Listen to your spiritual guides. Listen to the trees. Listen to the cats. Listen to the dogs. Listen to all kind of animals and their stones and everything. And listen to your consciousness. That's your ancestors. Anybody else cannot say or cannot give you and tell you what your journey should be. Your journey should come from you and from within. Until then, I hope that you guys are having a wonderful evening. If you haven't subscribed to my podcast, make sure that you do. And also, make sure that you turn the notifications on, so when I have a new episode, you get it automatically on your phone. Anybody want to find me, you can find me on my Instagram or my YouTube under Voodoo Priest Man. I hope that you have a good night, and I hope that you connect with those spirits and develop those spirits and develop yourself and tap into your higher self. Peace. Hello, everybody. This is Voodoo Priest Man. It's like 2:44 in the morning here where I'm at, and I'm just listening to some spiritual music. And this is one of the things that I do on a regular basis, you know, just be doing my work, or I just be doing whatever, cleaning the house and anything. And even when I'm driving, you know, the type of music that I actually listen to, because spiritual music that is connected to your ancestors, is connected to things that are behind you, is what makes the spirit connect with you even more, because you are welcoming it and letting it know that, you know, that you just realize, not only realize, but you acknowledge their existence into your life. But in this segment, what I would like to talk about is how to be happy. How to be happy, and because one of the reasons why many of us get into spirituality is because we want to find spiritual peace within. We want to be at peace. We want to feel good. We want to be able to be in a situation where we are handling our bills, we're actually doing good financially, we're doing good spiritually, we're doing good physically. That's the point. So by us actually just working towards that goal or those goals, we need to make sure that we understand what the word happiness really is about and what it represents to you. What is happiness to you? You know, a lot of times, you know, by me giving this information that I'm providing, it's not because I'm creating certain things or I think about this because I just think about it. It's because of all the people that I have actually guided or helped, or that connects with me, or we connect on that forum. I just realized that a lot of times, you know, I hear people, you hear people, or you might be one of them that says, man, I'm not really fully happy. But then you start thinking about what is your mother is going to think? What is your father is going to think? What are your brothers, your friends, the neighbors? What are they going to think? And how are you going to be able to be happy? How are you going to be able to be free if you are worrying about what other people are going to say about you or what they're going to think about you? So all you got to do is whatever it is that you want to do. If you want to open a business, if you want to go ahead and work at wherever you want to work, you want to become a manager at Walmart, whatever it is that you want to do, don't ask anybody if this is the right thing for you to do, or if you should focus on that, or you should do something else. Always do what your heart desires for you to do. Never, ever try to find a way to actually please people for what? This is your journey. This is your spiritual journey that you have to follow and you have to write. Just because somebody don't agree with you doesn't mean that you have to stop doing it or you have to continue to research. Do what resonates to your spirit. That's number one, if you want to be happy. Number two, like I mentioned, is either not too much about what people are saying to you, the advice they're giving you, but also what people are thinking about you. Like I was saying, people thinking about what the way you speak, the way you communicate, the way you cook, the way you clean, the way you dress, the way you thinking about it. People are going to be people and people are going to talk about you regardless of whether you're doing everything you think you're doing good. People are going to find a way or something to say to you. So just get to the point of just who cares what people say about you? Who cares what people think about you? Stop living. Start living for yourself and stop living for the next person. They don't mean nothing to you. They shouldn't mean nothing to you. Just focus on you 100%. That's another thing that I really want to talk about. Another thing I want to talk about is just being able to do whatever you please. Do whatever it is you please. If you're not satisfied in that job and you're not happy, you want to leave that job, just go ahead and quit that job and know that spirit is going to bring you something. People say, but don't you think that you should at least wait for a spirit to bring you something before you can leave that? Nah, just leave it now. You're not happy? Just leave that now and know that spirit got you and spirit is going to bring you something better. I have spoken to people that's been in their jobs for like 20 years and they still saying that they're not satisfied. When are somebody is going to be satisfied? When are you going to be satisfied? Every single time is going to be something new that is going to come and it's going to keep you a slave on that job that you hate. Who cares what, like I said, who cares what people think? You don't like that job. You don't like your school that you're going to. You don't like living with your roommates. If you do what you want and don't worry about what nobody's saying about you, whatever you feel in your heart to do, just go ahead and do it. If you feel you're hurting people, hey, you might hurt people, but you're keeping it real. Don't abide by nobody's rules. Create your own rules. You are your own God. You are your own goddess. That's what you have to do. A lot of people, they go into this spiritualist so they can do some spells for happiness, for being able to move on, being able to do this. All that has to do with spiritual healing. It's spiritual healing to somebody that is able to go into your spirit and be able to help you get out of those demons that are actually chasing you, that have been chasing you, that you blame and you calling some sort of curses and different demons. And when in reality, those are lessons. Those are things that you have to experience in order for you to be able to know what really spirituality is about. My bad. I couldn't even say that. But yeah, I just got so caught up in what I'm speaking that my tongue got tongue tied, whatever. But yeah, so all I'm saying, man, all I'm saying to my people is listen to your instincts, love yourself, do what you want to do, hell with what people think. You're not here for nobody. You're here for yourself. You don't need nobody's approval to be you. You don't need nobody's approval to do what you like and to do what you please. Don't listen to nobody. Do as you please. Listen to your egun. Listen to your ancestors. Listen to your spiritual guides. Listen to the trees. Listen to the cats. Listen to the dogs. Listen to all kind of animals and their stones and everything. And listen to your consciousness. That's your ancestors. Anybody else cannot say or cannot give you and tell you what your journey should be. Your journey should come from you and from within. Until then, I hope that you guys are having a wonderful evening. If you haven't subscribed to my podcast, make sure that you do. And also, make sure that you turn the notifications on so when I have a new episode, you get it automatically on your phone. Anybody want to find me, you can find me on my Instagram or my YouTube on their Voodoo Priest, man. I hope that you have a good night, and I hope that you connect with those spirits and develop those spirits and develop yourself and tap into your higher self. Peace.